At its height, American tennis consistently fielded the world's top male players, John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Pete Sampras. Well, now that American dominance is gone, so too are many of the top U.S. men's tournaments. They're moving overseas, snapped up by groups offering more lucrative payouts in a sport enjoying huge global appeal. Fewer than a dozen ATP tournaments are left in the United States, and as Ben Bergman of member station KPCC reports, for the first time in decades, the stops will not include Los Angeles.
Throughout most of its 86 years, LA's premier tournament attracted the biggest names in the game. In 2001, Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi faced off in the final.
And this is one of those moments that we all look forward to in tennis. Look at that crowd. There is not an open seat.
As it turns out, that was the tournament's apex. Over the years, stars stopped coming, and so did fans. There were lots of open seats. Now the tournament that's been in L.A. since 1927 is headed to Bogota, after it was bought by a Colombian sports marketing and entertainment company.
There's a big hole in my heart, and believe me, this is something that we didn't see coming, I'll be honest.
That's longtime tournament director Bob Kramer. He admits the event has been losing millions the past few years, but he blames the recession and the crowded summer tennis calendar. The biggest problem has been attracting the world's top players who've been lured overseas by higher paydays.
The markets globally have been stronger than the ones domestically, and the events have, you know, flowed to those stronger markets. For example, we understand that Roger Federer is playing, you know, five or six events, is going to be paid more than $10 million in South America.
Federer was mobbed by fans when he started his recent South American tour in Brazil. Oftentimes, the payday for these exhibition matches far exceeds the purse of tour events, which are also following the money abroad. After 35 years, Memphis's men's and women's tournament is headed to Rio de Janeiro. A couple of years ago, Las Vegas's men's event went to South Africa. Sports Illustrated's John Wertheim remembers it wasn't that long ago that the tour would thread its way coast to coast, winding through cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, Denver, and San Francisco.
We don't have that anymore, and I think that it's very hard in some ways to become a tennis fan. You may be the biggest Roger Federer fan in the world, but he only comes to the United States three, maybe four times a year, whereas a generation ago, a player like Bjorn Borg could play 15, 20 tournaments in the U.S.
An American man hasn't won a Grand Slam in a decade since Andy Roddick was the U.S. Open champion. There are only seven American men in the top 100 and 10 women, about a fifth as many as there were in 1985. Not a coincidence, says Wertheim. The tournaments tend to follow the workforce.
We can play the chicken and egg game, but the decline of American players at the top of the rankings is directly correlated, I think, to the decline of American events.
I can't really draw that correlation.
David Brewer oversees pro tennis at the USTA, which governs American tennis. He says despite so many tournaments leaving, the sport is still popular in the U.S. The big events the stars play in, like the U.S. Open, get bigger every year. He hates it every time he sees a tournament leave, but he says fans should be happy their sport is growing worldwide.
It's a good, healthy thing for the sport as a whole that it's as popular as it is globally.
And now a tennis tour that stops in Zagreb, Belgrade, Kuala Lumpur, and Acapulco will skip L.A. and most other American cities. For NPR News, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR.